This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A slow-moving heat wave is arriving in Colorado. Parts of the state could see triple-digit temperatures for the next few days. Bernard Meyer with the National Weather Service in Boulder says temperatures will start climbing today and keep going.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, all four of those days, we're looking upper 90s, maybe some low 100s in that as well. So highs anywhere probably 98 to 104.
Denver's forecast high today is 96 degrees, Grand Junction an even 100, and up to 103 on Friday. The plague is back in Colorado. Pueblo County has confirmed its first human case for this year. CPR's John Daly reports.
Plague is caused by a bacterium. Humans can get infected from the bite of an infected rodent flea or by handling an infected animal. It's treatable by antibiotics. In the last decade, fewer than 20 cases have been reported in Colorado, including four deaths, with two in 2015. The health department's Dr. Natalie Marzek says plague is a rare but persistent cause of illness in the West.
It is here, and it is here to stay. So Coloradans need to be aware.
It's often prairie dogs that are affected, and then infected fleas bite humans, so it's best to steer clear of fleas and dead animals that may have them. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado has tied a record this year for the number of drownings in places managed by state parks and wildlife, and the summer is just getting started. For families, the sudden deaths are often inexplicable.
He's a good swimmer. He would always go to the pools with my girls and I. I saw it, you know. So how is it that he's drowning?
Parks officials are looking for answers, and that news is later in this hour. Again, it's going to be hot today across Colorado and getting hotter for the end of the week in Denver, 96, Colorado Springs, 93, and again, hotter tomorrow. Denver's forecast high for Friday, 101 degrees. In the mountains, maybe some rain to keep things a little cooler, mostly sunny in Vail. That chance of rain this afternoon and highs today near 80. This is CPR News.